Now, another story that's making the front pages this morning. Could our politicians be looking to decriminalise drugs such as heroin and cocaine? I ask that because British officials even are said to be examining a pioneering Portuguese anti-drugs programme that decriminalises possession of the substances. Similar policy is also in place in other countries like Switzerland, the Czech Republic and Russia. So could it happen here? Danny Kushlick is from the Transform Drug Policy Foundation. Danny, thanks for joining us. The suggestion is that possession would become an administrative offence. Anyone caught with drugs would go before a board of social workers and psychologists who then have the power to impose a variety of sanctions, including fines or recommend treatment. That's what's happening in Portugal at the moment, with some success. So could it happen here?
Well, we shouldn't actually be that surprised about the fact that the government's actually taken a serious look at this in the context of an overwhelmingly counterproductive war on drugs that's been going on for decades, combined with enormous pressures from the economic downturn, mean that the government's got to look at where to save money. And the Lib Dems manifesto commitment was to decriminalise drugs, added to which David Cameron supported a call on the UK government to initiate a debate at the UN on alternatives to prohibition, including legalisation and regulation. So we shouldn't be surprised. And yes, it would be a brilliant thing if the government actually adopted something that really begins to tackle some of the public health issues rather than attempting to wish it away with a criminal justice approach.
But as you've said, the money isn't there to do that.
It isn't. And the fact that that we can't continue to enforce laws that just create more collateral damage, increase the prison population, destabilise producer countries, and create mayhem, and particularly undermine the individual health and public health of users. We have to find a more compassionate, just and effective way to deal with this, and the Portuguese experiment seems to have worked pretty well.
Yeah, have you been across some of the stats this morning? Because it's interesting, it's a fall of petty crimes in Portugal, a drop by a third of HIV diagnoses, and drug use has not in itself increased.
Well, this is what you'd expect. If you take a public health approach, your public health indicators are going to improve. And by virtue of putting people who are problematic and chaotic into treatment, their offending will reduce. The evidence is there to support that and has been there for decades. And the government, at the very least in the UK, as a result of visiting Portugal and looking at places overseas, should conduct an impact assessment, basically to openly and transparently review the evidence of various different policy regimes, including, I have to say, potentially racking up the war on drugs. Because if that really is the way forward, then we should pursue it harder. The evidence isn't there to support that, but it should at least conduct, at the very least, a thought experiment and begin to collect data to look at what the most appropriate regime is.
So rack up the war on drugs, i.e. those who are supplying it, and provide more care for those who are addicted?
Well, no, it's not. What I'm saying is that the government needs to investigate the potential benefits of racking up the war on drugs, because we need to look across the whole series of regimes. It doesn't work. What we're calling for is for the war on drugs to end, and it to be replaced with a system of regulation and control, because we know that the only way that the government's going to be able to deal with places like Colombia, Afghanistan, West Africa and Mexico is by taking back the control of those drugs from gangsters and unregulated dealers. So, but what we're saying is that in order to move forward in terms of changing policy, that there ought to be a transparent investigation of whether racking up the war on drugs could help. But the sense that we have, the evidence isn't there to support that. But it should be included as a series of policy regimes, including decriminalisation of possession and legal regulation, that the government should look at genuinely, openly, and in a scientific and evidence-based way in order to assess what the best drug policy is.
Interesting that you mentioned Colombia there. I spoke to the High Commissioner there recently, and he made the same point as you, so that we are going to have a big problem. It's all related, Colombia, Mexico and Afghanistan, if we don't get a grip on the criminal element in terms of sort of getting a grip on the drug situation, then the terrorism will follow, because there's so much money involved between the two.
You're absolutely right. The links, there is a very obvious link between paramilitary organisations who make money from taxing significantly the production, but also the trafficking of both cocaine and opium and heroin, that the Taliban, left and right wing paramilitaries in Colombia, are making hay here, as well as just organized criminals. This is a gangster's charter that prohibition has created. In the same way that it created the US mafia, our contemporary prohibition has created a global mafia, and one in which insurgents and paramilitary organizations, and also through destabilizing governments, entire nation states can be corrupted, like Guinea-Bissau in West Africa when the cocaine trade moved there. The only way you can get a grip on that is by taking that trade back, by ending the prohibition and legally controlling and regulating production and supply. And until we do that, all we will do is pour petrol on an already inflammatory situation, which is what we're doing day in, day out. 28,000 people have died in Mexico in drug wars in the last 4 years, 7,000 a year. It's bordering on genocide. We're responsible for that.
Let's bring in Nick Watt from The Guardian on this. I know you're going to be here for the papers, Nick, but just wanted to get your take on the political situation. Danny's saying that I mentioned both David Cameron and Nick Clegg. I mean, they both stated their support for drug law reform. That was before entering front bench politics. Where do they stand now?
David Cameron stated that a long time ago when he was a member of the Home Affairs Select Committee in the House of Commons when he was a young backbench MP. That is not his position now. Class A drugs, heroin and cocaine, are not going to be decriminalised in this country, full stop. That is a step that this generation of politicians are not going to take. But this piece of reporting by Peter Beaumont, my colleague Peter Beaumont in The Observer this morning, is very significant. He's been down to Portugal and looked at the system they have there, and the key sentence in his piece is, users are treated as though they have a health and social problem. They are helped by the law, not penalised and stigmatised by it. Now, the UK has been sending officials down to look at this. They are not going to take that extra step that you have in Portugal, where the drugs are treated in an administrative way. That's not going to happen. They will still be criminal offences in this country. But what you clearly have a British official doing is looking at the system in Portugal, saying, are there any lessons that we can be learnt? And within the law that we have at the moment, the confines of the law at the moment, can we treat users, can we treat addicts in this much more tolerant way? I think that is the context in which this will be taking place.
So then applying some, it's a bit half-baked though, isn't it, Danny, if you do just that, just take some elements of it?
Well, the thing is, there are enormous political pressures, geopolitical, from the US, from the Security Council nations, to hold in place a global orthodoxy which says that we must fight a war on drugs, on opium, coca-based products and cannabis, and yet we can have multilateral trade agreements on tobacco and alcohol. It's aberrant, it's absolute nonsense, it's arbitrary, but it's been in place for so long that it's difficult for politicians to extricate themselves.
But more significantly in this country, there's the leader page of The Sun, there's a Daily Mail, that is a pressure, it's a straitjacket, if you like, that this generation of politicians just cannot get out of.
The Sun and The Mail have been equivocal on this, and I can show you editorials from both of them that say we should have a debate. I think that there is, it's the knee-jerk response is, we couldn't possibly do that, it would be political suicide, we'd be taken apart in the tabloids. The Telegraph has also been fairly sympathetic at various different times. And I think that the time has come now for politicians, and because of the changing polls as well, we're now up to 1 in 5 already support the full legalisation and regulation of drugs in the UK, that we can have that open and honest debate, and that politicians can begin to explore, at least on paper, alternatives. And I think that we're not expecting policy change in the near future. You're absolutely right. The pressures are too great, and this government is not in a position, really, to move quickly on progressive policy change. But what it can do is run genuine, open, evidence-based reviews to look at the at comparative regime.
And also the benefits, I suppose.
And responsible government should be to do that.
And the bottom line, I suppose you would have to look at those statistics again. Drug use hasn't increased, fall of petty crimes in Portugal, and a drop by a third of HIV diagnoses, and perhaps that acceptance that it's just unrealistic for society to live drug-free, so therefore manage an inevitable reality. But more on that to come. Danny, really interesting stuff this morning. Thank you very much indeed.
No problem.
More from Nick shortly on the papers. We're also going to be discussing a little later. Nick will be joining us for the forum. We're asking which professions are most undervalued. Which job?